Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia on the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we haven't really talked a lot about entertainment headlines, because the entertainment industry has kind of been a little quiet with everything going on with COVID. But there has been drama going on in the entertainment world or in Hollywood. And sadly, Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez has said that they are going to call it quits. I think they've been married a couple years, have been together for about 4 or 5. They had met, I believe, back in 2008 when she was still married to Mark Anthony, but they're calling it quits. And when you see somebody like Jennifer Lopez, who's 51 and is exquisite, and you see him at 45 years old, pretty hot, rumors that I believe it was Madison LaCroix that was maybe he was friendly with. She's 30. Jennifer Lopez, 51. New girl, 30. All right. We wonder, and I'm not accusing him of cheating or anything like that, but you see a common trend of men not really digging their middle-aged wife and being attracted to somebody younger. We see this in women, too. Women have cheated as well. And as a family physician, I would deal with a lot of patients with anxiety and depression because they would come in having been cheated on or their spouse leaving them for somebody else. They thought the marriage was good. They thought the marriage was strong. And somebody went elsewhere. Or they had a relationship that they thought could be just innocent, and then unfortunately it goes a whole nother way. And the person who is cheated on feels like it was them. Many times they would either be told that it was their fault. Well, you let yourself go. Or, you know, you don't have sex as many times with me as you used to. Or you turned mean. Or you checked out of the marriage before I did, so I ended up cheating. And so the quote-unquote victim of the being cheated with, let's sit there going, no, you know what? It's my fault. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? She's like, yeah, look at me. You know, I don't look the way I used to do in my 20s or 30s. Or I don't, you know, I haven't been giving so-and-so the attention they need. And I would always tell them that was a big crock of crap, because when you look at people who, let's say, you know, are exquisite, they get cheated on too. Jennifer Aniston got cheated on. Sienna Miller got cheated on. I think Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, I think Jada Pinkett might have had a relationship outside. I got to double check that. So, I mean, you know, you have good looking people, you have good looking stars, and they end up, you know, not quote unquote keeping their partner. And I get frustrated because, you know, I've been married 24 years, and I hope that we remain married for another 24, 25, 30 years, whatever. But you never want this to happen to you. I mean, it is every person's worst nightmare to be in a relationship and you think you're going to grow old with that person, and then something goes astray. Now, it could be that the marriage did fall apart. You know, that is a valid argument where the marriage has already fallen apart, so people decide to have an open sort of a relationship, or have open sort of boundaries, loosen them up in arrangements, I should say. And I don't think that works. I've known couples that have decided to open up the boundaries to help the relationship last by allowing there to be sexual escapades and other things. And I don't think that works. You know, I'm okay with people watching porn and people going to the nudie bars and things like that. But once you allow another entity to kind of come into that relationship, three's a crowd. It really is. And I think in nature, we do tend to want to pair up. This pairing is a big trend in terms of animals and in terms of humans. And even though some people are like, oh yeah, I love threesomes, or man, I could be in a room full of eight people, the majority of humans really do want to foster a pairing, or they just have more of an acclivity to becoming a pair. So having these outside relationships, or having people that, I'm not saying that's what happened with Alex Rodriguez or whatever, but when there is a quote-unquote third person or friend or whatever, it unfortunately could lead to a different pairing. And, you know, as a woman who's going to be hitting her 50s soon, you know, I worry if that's ever going to happen to me. Yeah, because, you know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I remember telling my husband, I go, look, if you're going to leave, leave now while I still look good. Okay, don't be leaving the older I get, because then I'm going to have a harder time to remarry. He's like, I'm not going to leave you. He's like, okay, you sure? Because, I mean, leave now or forever hold your peace. And he said, I'm not going to leave you. I was like, all right, okay, good. Because the last thing I want to do is be in a position where, and I know everybody's like, but J-Lo is still hot. J-Lo can still look good. Yeah, but that's J-Lo. Okay, and now that she's single, she's going to be in competition with any of us who become single. So that's not that good. Okay, yeah, Alex Rodriguez is on the market, but sounds like he might already be taken by Madison. So my recommendations to any of you is, if you do feel that you are in a relationship that's already starting to be strained to the point that you do have a partner that could be cheating, I'm not saying once a cheat, always a cheat, but unfortunately, if that other person is looking for a new pair, they might not realize they're doing it. It might be subconscious, but if they're looking for that new person to pair with, it might be inevitable. And you might not want to prolong it 5 years, 10 years. You know, we as parents, we want to make sure we stick together for the kids. But unfortunately, you could be putting yourself in, you know, a worse position by trying to prolong something and then having another entity in the marriage, possibly STDs, possibly other influences with your kids. So I would definitely urge, if you do kind of get the feeling that it's happening in your relationship, in your marriage or your partnership, I would start seeking some counseling, marriage counseling and individual counseling, because unfortunately I see it happen over and over and over again, and some of the best looking people in the world have this happen to them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so as I said, in the medical field, there's always some drama. And so here we are talking about the COVID vaccine and how safe it is and compared to COVID and how risky COVID could be. And the FDA had made a move a few days ago, which was a little bit earth-shattering when it came to the whole push for getting people vaccinated, when they decided to put a pause on one of the vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And the pause caused a whole bunch of controversy. People got their panties all up in a bunch, and I understood why they did it, but it's kind of an example of why the government keeps playing catch-up, and the government kind of screws things up a little bit. Even though I support the pause, and I've told you guys why I support the pause. So just to recap, six people, only six, out of 7 million shots of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, only six, had a cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, a very bad blood clot that occurred in the dural vein, the vein that drains the brain, and blood from the brain. Blood has to be drained, that's deoxygenated, get to the heart, pumped to the lungs, get reoxygenated so it could go back and then oxygenate parts of the brain. So only six people, all of them women, between the ages of 18 and 48, only six received these clots, happened to have these clots, within about 6 to 13 days after vaccination, meaning very close to when antibodies would be formed. So some of the theories were maybe it triggered a clotting antibody or triggered these little clumps or caused some sort of a inflammatory response that caused blood clots. And this was very eerily similar to what happened with AstraZeneca in terms of AstraZeneca having multiple cases of blood clots, still very, very low percentage. But in Europe, they got to the point where countries such as Denmark says, we're not going to use the AstraZeneca vaccine. But when countries within Europe are saying, you know what, we're just going to not go there with this, we'll wait for another one or we'll use, I think Brazil, they're using also the Chinese Sinovac one, or when they said, we're going to use another option, even though I think Brazil's still using the AstraZeneca shot. What happened with Johnson & Johnson started to raise some alarms, going, wait a second, we don't want the same problem Europe is having with AstraZeneca with Johnson & Johnson. So the FDA said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a pause, and we're going to look into it. Now, the reason why people got their panties all up in a bunch with that is they were saying, well, it was too premature. Now you're going to scare people with the vaccine. You know, scare people. People won't get the vaccine. And I disagree with that because everybody I've spoken to that wants the vaccine, they're going to get the vaccine. They are gung-ho. They trust the vaccine. They understand that a less than one in a million chance is not going to necessarily affect them. So those that want the vaccine want it. Those that don't want the vaccine, they've never wanted it. You don't have as many people on the fence as you think. People might say, oh, I'm on the fence. But the more I talk to them, like, I really don't intend to get it. So the people that don't intend to get the vaccine, we're going to get it anyway. The people that really want the vaccine are still going to go and get vaccinated for COVID. So, yeah, maybe some of those hem and haws or those hedgers, you know, might be a little bit on the hedge, but I don't think it's as much of a population threat as people think it is. And then the other reason why I was okay with the pause, even though 6 in 7 million is not enough to cause a scare, is because there has been a growing distrust with the government on vaccine side effects. And I believe there's been about, 3,200 deaths reported with the COVID vaccine, and the CDC said, look, guys, we've looked at all of them, not related. Even in the news, you hear somebody dies of a vaccine, and the next day, public officials say, not vaccine related. So people are like, okay, really? Did you really thoroughly investigate it? And so at some point, the government has to look like they're investigating these. They say they're investigating them, but when you hear in the media within 24 hours, no, that person that collapsed after they got the shot was not vaccine related. Well, yeah, it might be an arrhythmia, might be, but again, you need to prove to the public that it wasn't the shot that caused the arrhythmia. You need to prove to the public that if somebody did collapse, and it only happened rarely, that it had nothing to do with the vaccine. So the government saying, look, what we're going to do is show you that we're taking everything seriously. We're going to take a look at the vaccine. We're going to study it. If we think it's safe, we're going to tell you, and then move on. I think that's fine. I do not want public officials shamed to not investigating something. And I started to see that. I started to see people online saying, oh, they're jumping the gun. They're going to kill people. They're going to cause people to die because people won't get the vaccine now. And if you unfortunately scare these agencies into not investigating any, you know, concerns, then I think that could lead to more distrust. Now, one thing that was very interesting is we have an Oxford study And the Oxford study said people got blood clots with the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine as well. And this isn't just unique to Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. And in fact, I told you one thing that really scares me about COVID itself, the COVID virus itself, is the COVID virus can cause blood clots. I've heard of very healthy people coming down with COVID, getting a blood clot, and now having stroke-like permanent symptoms and damage for life because of the COVID virus. So if you asked me, Dr. Dahlia, do you think, you know, the vaccine is riskier when it comes to stroke? I'd say no, because I think COVID is riskier when it comes to stroke. But I do agree with, if there's at all a question or something that was not listed on the side effect profile when the FDA did their emergency authorization, I think the CDC and the FDA are mandated to look into it and say, look, guys, everybody just kind of slow your roll until we could figure out what's going on. Because remember, the FDA approved these vaccines in patient sample sizes that were 43,000, 39,000. All of a sudden, we go to 1 million, right, or 7 million, and yeah, we're starting to see other side effects. Not surprising, should cause widespread panic, but it sure, I think, warrants somebody looking into it. If the FDA fact sheets on these vaccines are not reporting something that we are hearing and seeing reported after the vaccine, it does need to be reevaluated and put on the fact sheet or be listed as a potential side effect. And I'm starting to see doctors and medical professionals start to kind of fight over this. And I'm like, guys, it's not a big deal. In everything else in medicine, we take a deep breath. We go, guys, let's take a week or two, reevaluate, study this. Yet, because this is COVID, and I get cases are rising, we have variants, hospitalizations are starting to go up again. I get that we're kind of trying to beat the clock. But that doesn't mean we do science any different. You know, people accuse Operation Warp Speed and our vaccine approach to being haphazard, not undergoing all the scrutiny that it did. It still went through a lot of scrutiny. It still went through the processes. They had to. In order to get any sort of approval for these vaccines, it still had to go through certain protocols. So then why would we not use that same care if there is a side effect that's being reported that wasn't reported by the company? So what? Pause it for a couple weeks, take a look at it, then tell the public, look, guys, yeah, maybe it does cause clots, but to a degree much less than the virus. But as I've said before, those who want this vaccine and want to get a vaccine, they're going to do it. Those who have already in their head saying, heck no, I do not want the COVID vaccine, I'm never getting it, it didn't change with this data. So, you know, what was, though, kind of intriguing is that there were clots reported with the Pfizer and Moderna. Apparently, there's a study coming out of Oxford University. They said that the CV, the central venous thrombosis, the cerebral sinus venous thrombosis, but people are using different acronyms for it, were found in 4 per 1 million people with the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. So again, that is something that I think the public needs to know about, but it shows you that this isn't just Johnson & Johnson being a quote-unquote bad vaccine. All right? 1-877-DOCTOR, I'm going.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a royal procession with military bands as the world remembers Britain's Prince Philip. He was laid to rest earlier today at Windsor Castle. His 4 children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. They were married for more than 70 years. There were only 30 mourners in attendance due to the pandemic. Advisors to the CDC will meet once again. They're looking over cases of people who've developed blood clots after getting the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
We want to convey to the American public we have 2 vaccines that are readily available, the Pfizer and Moderna, and people should continue to roll up their sleeves to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the use of the vaccine will stay on hold until that time. This is USA Radio News. In San Antonio, Texas, a police officer was shot in the hand. 2 people are dead and 1 person is injured. Police Chief William McManus said the incident started off as what seemed like a routine traffic stop.
And then at some point, the driver pulled a gun and started firing at the officer.
A motive for the shooting is still not known. President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I posted on Facebook a video of a goldfish that jumped out of its little bowl, and you see a cat trying to move the goldfish back, and a golden retriever runs up, grabs the goldfish with his mouth, throws the goldfish back in the little tank, and the goldfish is alive, and the dog and the cat make sure that the fish is still living. And this is something you thought you would never see, because you think cats and dogs are going to go after each other and go after the fish. But I never saw two animals work together to get that little fishy back. So I think they should be nominated, I mean, for Animals of the Year. I was just impressed with that. So you guys all know I love animals. I love animals so much. And joining me next is Purva Joshipura, Senior Vice President of International Affairs for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA Foundation, UK. Purva, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh my gosh, that video was so adorable. Now, one thing that I want to talk to you about today, because we're coming up on Earth Day and, you know, we are starting to change our diet. Our approach to our diet is becoming more plant-based because, you know, from a medical standpoint, health issues, you know, less meat, more plants, help the heart, help the kidneys, help the liver. And so PETA's actually very involved in some of the new advancements in terms of plant-based diet. Talk to us about what you guys are doing.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, the first thing that we do is that we bring the information out to the public. What the story you just told about the goldfish and the cat and the dog, I mean, we know so much more about animals today, their intelligence, their emotional capacities, than we did yesterday. And the more we know, the more we have to do something about it. So today we know that fish can feel pain, that they're intelligent, they use tools, they have impressive long-term memories, that chickens, their intelligence is in some ways on par with those of cats, dogs, and even some primates, that pigs are smarter than dogs, that they can play video games if you teach them how to.
Wow.
And so more and more people are opting for the animals, for the planet, for their own health to eat vegan. And as you mentioned, there's so many wonderful, delicious vegan options out there at all the supermarkets. You have the vegan chicken, vegan fish, vegan milk, vegan ice cream, vegan cheese, that you don't even have to compromise on the taste. So one of the things that we have is on PETA.org. We have tons of recipes. We have lots of facts and information, videos people can watch about animals. And we also have a free vegan starter kit, which is a wonderful resource for anybody who's looking to go vegan, eat more vegan foods. It's a great way to start.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. You know, one thing I have challenged my listeners to do, and it's difficult, is to try to start, you know, one meal a day with no meat. And, you know, some of my listeners are like, oh, I can't do it. I'm like, yes, you can. You can eat a salad. Come on. You know, and then maybe try to do a few meals a week with, you know, no animal products, and see what it does to your cholesterol, see what it does to your blood sugar, see what it does to your energy and your bowels. You know, we were speaking about COVID and long COVID yesterday, and how one of the theories of long COVID is that the microbiome in our gut might be changed. And what we eat affects the gut microbiome, and the healthier gut microbiomes are those with plant-based diets. And so we need to all, you know, even those of us that love eating meat, we need to start to introduce more plant-based food just for our health, because that's what cavemen did. They hunted and gathered, and their main staple of food was plant-based.
Oh, well, that's so interesting that you say that, and especially about COVID. I mean, now is the time that we all need to have stronger immunities and be best protected against health ailments, because, you know, a disease like COVID, you're obviously much worse off if you're also suffering from heart disease, diabetes, and so on. And the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, as you would know, is the largest organization of food and nutrition professionals in the U.S. They tell us that vegans are at reduced risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, certain cancers, obesity. A study published in JAMA Internal Medicine found that vegans live longer than meat eaters. And, of course, every vegan saves up to about 200 animals a year. Researchers at the University of Oxford tell us that cutting out meat and dairy products from our diet reduces our carbon footprint from food by up to 73%, making it conceivably the single biggest way to reduce our impact on the planet. So for health, for animals, for the planet, eating vegan seems the right way to go.
And I'm going to be, because I know some of my listeners are trying to do low carbs. And there has been in the last few years a big push to do low carbs, and how they're compensating for the lack of carbs is to increase their protein. And so I'm going to do some research on some, you know, types of protein that you could use that don't necessarily have to always include meat, because it's tricky. I, you know, when I try to go low carb, I'm like, well, then you know what? I'll have a steak. And, you know, but it did require a cow dying for me to eat that steak, and it's going to be a fine balance. You know, another headline we had, Purva, we're speaking to Purva Joshipura, Senior Vice President of International Affairs for the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. I think a big thing PETA is also looking at is what's going to happen to the fish in the Japanese waters. Apparently the Fukushima wastewater that they use to cool the nuclear reactors is now being vetted to get dumped into the ocean over the next year or two because they don't have storage, and then what that effect could have on the fish. Have you guys been looking at that as well?
Oh, well, you know, fish are already exposed to heavy metals, other contaminants, not just what's happening in Japan and the pollutants in the water there, but around the world. That's why, you know, fish consumption is a leading cause of exposure to heavy metals and other contaminants in our diet. And you mentioned about protein. I think a lot of people are unaware that all plants contain protein. Mm-hmm. And that when they're eating animals for protein, it's actually recycled protein because the animals got the protein in the first place from plants. And so it's super easy to get the protein that we need from plant sources. In fact, the average American actually consumes double the protein that they need. And the reason why that is important is because high protein diets actually negatively affect our health. You know, high protein diets are associated with reduced kidney function. Mm-hmm. And of course, when people consume meat for their protein, it also comes with dietary cholesterol, saturated fat, increased risk to heart disease, certain cancers, and especially when they're cooking, you know, through grilling and frying these meats, increases the cancer risk. And we don't need to do that. We have all the protein that we need, whether we're an athlete or whether we're just, you know, regular person trying to get our protein intake. We can get that from plants.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Fish are, sure, they're a source of protein, but they're also a source of cholesterol, and a lot of fish is fatty as well, so it contains saturated fat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Purva, how can people find more information about you and PETA?
Well, they can log on to PETA.org, where they'll find lots and lots of information, not just only about vegan eating, but vegan living. Where to find clothing that's not made from animals. Where to find products which are not tested on animals. And anybody can contact me through writing to PETA at info@PETA.org if they have any questions or if they want to reach out.
Fantastic, Purva. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. God bless. Thank you. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever I see there being a court case, I always imagine what would I do in that case. Okay? You know, what I would wear to court, you know, how I would try to bond with the jury. You know, if I was being cross-examined by somebody who was a real, real jerk, I would have already kind of figured out who he is and some of his past. So if they go, you know, so Dr. Dahlia, when you parked in that Allstate parking place the other day, when you knew you weren't supposed to, when, at what time, at what point in time did you think it was okay to violate, you know, parking labels? Well, it's roughly the same time that you were cheating on your wife, right, with the 16-year-old, probably at that same time, right? So anyway, I've always imagined that what I would do is, as that attorney was trying to give me trouble, I would kind of twist it, right, to answer it and make them look bad so that they would be so intimidated by interviewing me. They're like, you know what, she knows too much about me, I think I'm going to stop. And I know they'll be like, oh, contempt of court, and the judge is going to be like, Dahlia, you need to control it, or, you know, and I'm like, oh, come on, and then they're going to say, scratch that from the record, and then I kind of look over the jury, and the jury's like, man, he is a jerk, you got him good, and then finally he's like, you know what, the defense rests, or the prosecution rests, and I'm like, told ya, and then everybody's like, you're acquitted, Dahlia, you can park wherever the heck you want, I was like, yes. And so that's how I've always imagined it would be when I would be in court. And so when I see these court cases, I look at both sides and I go, well, if I was the defense, this is what I would do. If I was prosecution, this is what I would do. Now, the prosecution in the Derek Chauvin case, and I'm not an attorney, but as a doctor who has been a medical witness and has been in the courtroom on various, not because of myself, but as a expert witness, I think the prosecution did a fairly good job. They got the experts, they got medical experts saying, look, you know, this is what we believe, you know, he had, that we don't think he had any medical issues as related to his heart, etc. And it almost looked like they were able to poke holes in whatever the defense was going to submit. And the defense is, I believe, about to rest. I think the defense has already rested. I mean, it was a very, very short defense part of the case with Derek Chauvin and the murder trial and manslaughter trial of George Floyd, who tragically died May 25th, 2020. But what I thought the defense was going to do was show the video footage of the cardiac event or the medical event happening prior to the restraint. Again, I'm not saying this to defend anybody. I'm saying this is what I thought the defense was going to do. I thought they were going to show that there was the medical event that happened before the restraint. I thought they were going to show the footage of what the knee was actually doing on the neck and the compression. I thought they were going to, and they did, they brought up other contributing factors, you know, like the methamphetamine and the fentanyl, and then I guess they had an expert talking about the carbon monoxide that could have also contributed, you know, to the car, which doesn't really help Derek Chauvin's case, because with manslaughter and murder, you know, did he put the person in a position where they could die, you know, but I could see them bring, that's what defense was going to do and bring up contributing factors, but I thought that the defense, and maybe they did, and I didn't watch it all, but I thought the defense was going to bring up that their protocol with somebody who wouldn't be restrained or resisting arrest was to restrain him until the paramedics came if there's a medical issue. And there was a medical event, they restrain him, paramedics come. Mind you, Derek Chauvin is going to get at least a manslaughter charge or a manslaughter judgment. But the difference between manslaughter and murder, second degree murder, there's a difference, and there's also a difference in his sentencing. So I expected the defense to do that, and then I expected the defense to put Derek Chauvin on the stand. Even though usually defense attorneys don't want to do that, I expected them to do that. Because everybody sees that picture of him, which is so, it just makes your blood boil, with a knee on a man who's passing out and dying, and, you know, give the jury a chance to see the other side of the officer. But no, Derek Chauvin is not taking the stand. So why not? Right? Is it that he wasn't going to be likable enough? That there was nothing anybody could do to open their eyes to, you know, look, and I was just trying to restrain him. Maybe they thought there was no way they were going to be able to change the jury's mind. But people have asked, why don't more people take the stand in their own defense at their own trial? And the reason why most attorneys don't want that to happen is because you're a little bit of a loose cannon. Okay? When this isn't you on the witness stand, and you're a witness for somebody, this isn't your case, your trial, and you're there to help somebody, or you're there to testify, all right, you get to go home after it. You get to testify, you get to, you know, say, I'll tell the truth, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, tell me God, all right, so you swear on the Bible, then you do your thing, you get to go home after you've done your piece, all right? He doesn't. Okay, he's in jail. He doesn't get to, his life is on the line. And so even if during his lawyer's examination, you know, he's calm, once that cross-examination comes, right, there's that loose cannon aspect because there's a lot of emotion. This is you. And then you're freaked out, you're going to say something. And it's almost worse, you saying something that could incriminate yourself. You know, and so when somebody has that much stress and that much strain on what's going to happen to them and their family the rest of their lives, too much of a loose cannon to be there in the witness stand. And like I said, might not have that likability. And I always thought it would be a great opportunity because if your lawyer screwed up and didn't say, look guys, I was told by my officer to restrain somebody, or we were told this, or we were whatever. If, you know, and your defense didn't lay out the case like they should have, you have an opportunity to fix that. But here's a problem. If you try to be your own attorney, or you try to highlight things that your legal team didn't, you're almost telling the jury that your legal team stunk. And if that's the case, that might also goad the jury to rule against you. So that's why it really isn't that shocking that Derek Chauvin took the fifth, said he's not going to be, you know, testifying on his behalf. And I wouldn't be surprised if he does, the jury does rule murder charge based on what the prosecution had laid out. And it's a tragic case just all around. You know, seeing somebody die who could have had medical care and the police department saying, look, you know, we're supposed to start instituting medical care, you know. There was some debate on if the Narcan would even work, because when there's meth on board, would the Narcan work? But if there wasn't an attempt to try to save his life, you're already looking at manslaughter charges. So I think Chauvin will be found guilty. I don't think he's going to be acquitted. I don't know, you know, what type of personality he has, and if he could have won over the jury saying, look guys, man, I am so sorry this happened. I never wanted it to happen. You know, I was just trying to restrain him until the paramedics came, and whatever I could do to make things right, I want to make things right. He can't do that, and that's not going to convince or change the outcome, and I think it's not going to convince the jury. So, you know, for those of you who, you know, are kind of committing crimes and going, no big deal, because people love me, so if I do get to go up on the witness stand, I'll be able to woo the jury. Most likely your defense attorney is not going to want you up there. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, I'm going.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.